Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name's Brooklyn. I am so super pleased that you're here, because this is going to be a really juicy episode when it comes to energetic marketing for your practice. And what we're going to be talking about today is I will be responding to a question around which is the best platform for me to focus my marketing on so that I can build my diary, because this has been coming up since the last episode on Saturday. So I've had a couple of emails, and of course it's been mentioned in the groups. But before I do that, welcome. I'm so pleased that you're here. And of course, welcome to all of the new listeners. So here's what bothers me about this question. Okay, so the question was, where should I be focusing all my attention on? What are the best platforms for marketing? Here's the problem with that question. The best platforms for marketing is going to be different for everybody. Okay. Some of the responses from people in the groups to that question have been to rattle off whole lists of all the different platforms they can imagine. So I think, you know, there were comments there where people said, oh, IG, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, email, website, Google My Business. This, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. And I'm sure it probably was for the poor person who posted the question as well. And then other people started going, oh, yes, and Psychology Today and this, and don't forget about TikTok. And, you know, and I was like, oh, my goodness me. I'm wondering what the question really is when people are saying, you know, hey, I'm just starting my private practice. Where do I need to go to get the work? Here's what I want you to know. You're getting ahead. We don't want to put the horse before the cart. First off, you need to know who your client is. And do you know what? It was earlier this week, I was talking to some, I was talking to somebody about his website. He was like, oh, hey, can you check my website for me? I said, yep, sure. Oh, no, that wasn't what happened, actually. Sorry, I digress. He contacted me because he wanted to get some ideas about next steps with his marketing. He said, look, I am a social worker and I want to set up this private practice, and I'm going to do it, you know, around my full-time job and blah, 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 blah. And I said, how long have you had the practice for? And he said, well, you know, I really want to like really start it now, but I guess I've had it for about 6 months. I said, okay, how have you been going with referrals? And he goes, cricket. So I've hardly had any, just the odd ones sort of here and there. So yeah, where should I be focusing on, you know, what's the best platform? Should I be on Instagram or whatever? And I was like, well, hang on, who do you work with? And honestly, he says, oh, children and teenagers, and I work with young adults, and I work with adults and couples. And I thought, oh, here we go. So this is just like a big problem. Like, it, by being so vague, as you know, I'm not going to go into it because we've done it in other episodes, but that vagueness results in confusion, and a confused mind will never buy. Okay, confused mind will never buy. But if you make it super simple and super easy, we call ourselves out, we say, hey, you know what? I'm Brooklyn. I love spirituality. I think there's a place for using it to help people build their private practices. And this is what I'm all about. And if you're into this too, come and join me and let's have some fun with this. Then you know straight away whether I'm for you or not. And hopefully, because you're listening to this, I am. Thank you. I'm sure I've lost people along the way, but new people come, right? That's how it goes. It's ebbs and flows. But anyway, you know, it gets back to this idea of, oh, well, if I just say that I only work with one group, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to be in scarcity mindset then. And guess what? Like attracts like. So you're going to attract scarcity, which is what he did. He attracted a scarcity of referrals, right? But it's being locked in that fear that traps us, and we sort of stay in that state of stagnation and nothing really changes. And so what we do is we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And then we say we're burning out, we're getting exhausted, we don't love private practice. Let's not do that, okay? You and I know that there are other ways that we can connect with, because get this, I'm using the word connect with because I 100% hand on heart believe your clients are already there and they're just for you. I was saying this to someone this morning, like we had this beautiful conversation and we went deep with some stuff here. And one of the things that came out from this session this morning was that your clients are already there, okay? I can't take your clients. Your clients are never going to book a session with me. Why? Because I'm a different vibrational match than you are. You are the right vibrational match for your clients. I'm not. Even if I tried to get your clients by copying your marketing or by copying your programs or by copying this, I'm never going to get your clients because they're yours for your energy, right? Just like mine are mine for my energy. So I don't believe it's about you being on Facebook or you being on Instagram or TikTok or email or anything like that. I don't believe that. Your clients are already yours. Your perfect for you clients are already there. All you need to do is find your way of tuning into them. And guess what? It is not about another layer of strategy. I know when we talk about the masculine and the feminine energy, right? As I've said before, well, I'll say it again. This has nothing to do with the sex that you were when you were born. We're just talking about energy here. Some people call it yin and yang, but I just learned it as masculine and feminine. But in certain areas of our business, we're going to have space and need for that masculine and space and need for the feminine. What our default is, though, just the way that we were raised and brought up and what we're exposed to is when things aren't working or when we have a goal, we think, oh, I need to do some more. I need to do some more stuff. I'm not getting anybody on Facebook, so maybe I now also need to do Instagram. Oh, I'm not getting anything on Facebook or Instagram, so maybe I need to also do a podcast. Maybe, do you know what I mean? And you just add all these layers of things to do. And then you say, Brooklyn, help, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm doing all of the things and I'm still not getting referrals. I'm still not getting bookings, or the ones that I'm getting aren't right for me. I don't like working with this presentation. I don't like working with this particular challenge that these clients are now showing up with. I'm getting clients who can't pay me or whatever it is. So what I want you to tune into is, you know, that energy that you're in. If you're in a state of desperation with your referrals and you're thinking, what else can I do? Where else can I be? What other posts do I need to be posting? Does it need to be alive? Or then I want you to stop for a moment and I want you to listen to this. What if you've already got the right structures in place with what you're already doing, but you're mostly in that masculine of the doing energy, and we could start to introduce that feminine energy, right? Perhaps it's just that your energy is out of whack at the moment. Perhaps it's just out of balance. The scales are tipped in the masculine energy's favor. And guess what? When you're mostly in the masculine, you're in the providing, you're in the doing energy. But the feminine is the energy of receiving. So if you're not receiving referrals or inquiries or calls or whatever it is that you want to be receiving, it's probably because you're spending too much time in the doing energy. Okay, that's your default. I want you to really be honest with yourself and ask yourself, am I focused on what more I could be doing or where else I could be being or any of that? And if you identify that it is out of balance, let's look at how we can reintroduce that feminine energy into this. And I want to challenge you, because I know it's going to be a challenge for some of you. For others, it'll be very easy. I want to challenge you, if you're in that energy, to think, who am I being? Okay, who am I being? If you are being someone that is doing all of the things and exhausting him or herself and, having late nights and stressing about where the next referral is going to come from and stuff like that, well, guess what? I want you to think about the energy that underlies that. Is that an energy of desperation or abundance? I'm guessing it's not abundance. Is that an energy of fear, or is it an energy of love? I'm guessing it's probably going to be an energy of fear. What if I don't get another referral? What if I can't pay my bills? What if? I need to do more. Is it an energy of receiving or avoiding? Right? It's probably avoiding. You're probably motivated by avoiding a pain rather than moving toward pleasure. So really think about that. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, let's imagine. So we're going to do some quantum work here, but let's imagine for a moment, if you're driving, but maybe if you're driving, you could just think about it. Imagine if you're already there, right? Imagine if you're already there running this private practice in a way that lights you up, to use Marie Kondo's phrase, you know, it sparks joy. It ignites passion and fire and energy and all those sorts of beautiful things, right? And you have the diary that's fully booked for you, whether it's three a day like I do in the mornings, or whether it's, you know, six a day, or whatever it is, fully booked for you, and you're loving it and you're excited and you're just so energized and you're so in love with this business, right? Who's that version of you being? Just ask yourself that question, and you can use this as a journal prompt if you want. You know, who is that version of me being? Is he or she in that space of neediness, scarcity, desperation? No, that energy is knowing that it's already done, knowing that there's abundance, knowing that you can receive, that you have capacity to receive new clients that are perfect for you, that are soulmate clients, dream clients, that you love working with, that love working with you, that get the transformations. And it's those transformations that become the marketing, right? It's the word of mouth that becomes the marketing. It's not about being across 7 million different platforms. Do you see what I'm saying? So what I want you to do is see that quantum version of you, and I want you to ask yourself, what is that version of me doing, or who is that version of me being compared to the version of me that I'm being now? And just contrast the two, right? Compare and contrast the two. And then I want you to say, okay, with this version of me over here that's already got everything that he or she wants and is thriving and flourishing, what's one thing I can take from that and embody today to start to close that gap so that I can start to manifest that same practice here and now, and I can collapse time by embodying more and more and more until it's my reality? You see what I mean? Like, how cool is this stuff? I mean, oh my gosh, I love it so much. I love it so much. I'm sharing this with you because it's something I really, 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 really believe in. And you know what? I was always hesitant because my default was to do more. I don't even know where my default came from. I think I grew up around things like you got to work hard to be successful and all that sort of jazz. And I think too, like, I sort of was told, if I wasn't doing things, then I was lazy. So in my head, I'm thinking, well, I need to keep doing things, and that's how I'm going to get results, and I'm not going to be lazy. But this is the thing. When you balance that and you say, okay, I've got my structure, I know I'm going to do a live video every Monday at 12:30 or whatever it is. I know I'm going to send an email. I've got my onboarding email sorted out, whatever. You've got that structure done. Then you realize, well, you are actually kind of working in the feminine energy. The feminine energy is essential for you to receive referrals, for you to receive inquiries into your private practice. So if you're not receiving them, check and ask yourself, is this something that I need to embody now, that I need to incorporate now? And what would that look like? And how can I get myself started with this? And you know what? It could just be something really, really little. But for me, I guess once I got out of my own way with it, and I said to myself, because I was feeling desperate too, I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, what more could I be doing? Like, I'm doing all the things and it's not working. But once I allowed myself, I was just like, okay, I've got to try something new. This is going to be it. And yeah, I allowed myself to sort of sit back and receive. And that receiving meant stepping away from the computer, going for a big walk, clearing my head, listening to music, reading books that I just love to read because I find them, you know, nourishing. Like, I'm reading this one at the moment. I don't know if you've read it or not. It's called The Mathematician's Mind. I'll do a podcast episode for you soon. I haven't finished it yet. It's not a big book, but it's kind of like you, it requires a little bit to process. But basically, it's an examination of big minds in our time, like Newton and Einstein and everything. And it's about, and Edison, it's about an analysis of whether it was intelligence or something else that supported them in coming up with innovation and new ideas in the world of maths and quantum physics. And yeah, so it's a good read, but you need to process it. So I don't want to do a podcast while I'm mid-processing because that's not going to help you. But yeah, I've digressed, haven't I? But yeah, when you could get into that feminine energy, that was when things started to change for me. And I can remember the first time that I did it, it was like a sign from the universe. I was out on a walk and I hadn't had a referral or I hadn't had a payment. I forget what it was for what felt like a long time. And then I was so hesitant about going outside. But yeah, I went for this walk. And while I was on the walk, I got a notification that someone had booked or that you know, someone had bought something. I got a PayPal notification. So I took that to be a nudge or a wink from the universe that, yes, this is exactly what you need to be doing. And so that really, really helped me to feel more comfortable with balancing that energy. So ask yourself, you know, am I in to me consciousness, by me consciousness, through me consciousness, or as me consciousness? Identify which level of consciousness you are at and then look at how do I move up to the next level, okay? If you're trying to get more and more platforms under your belt to promote your practice, you're probably in by me consciousness because you're doing everything. So the next stage for you would be to move into through me consciousness, which is that beautiful being energy, that feminine energy. And so you're going to be focusing on questions like, who do I need to be? Who is that quantum version of me that's already doing private practice the way he or she really, really wants to, seeing the most amazing clients, etc., etc.? Compare and contrast that version of you with this version of you. Take one thing from the quantum, embody it now, and then over time, take another thing from that quantum version, embody that, and so on, so on, so on. And this is how, as I said before, you collapse time. I'm not going to go into how time's a construct, don't worry. I will do that another time. But you get the idea. Stop doing stuff and start being someone, okay? Who does my client need me to be right now? And you know what? You're already who your client needs you to be right now. They just need you to tune in with them. That's all. And there's another thing that I do when I want to call in clients. So if I'm having an enrollment for something like I'm just getting ready now for the next enrollment for the Private Practice with Soul class. The doors only open once a year. We start in January every year, but I haven't started marketing that yet. And I only let 5 people in at a time because, you know, it's something that's special and I love it so much. But anyway, November, December, I'll start to be speaking more about that. And I will be doing something for myself that says, well, what's that quantum version of me who has 5 people in that course and they're loving it and they're thriving and they're getting so much benefit from it? Who's that version of me being versus how am I being now? And I will use that to guide my marketing. And I will also ask myself, you know, who was that version of me been in terms of her energy and how was she connecting? And then I'll do something like a visualization where, you know, you do your induction and everything and you settle yourself down, you calm your breath and you clean your energy. But then what I'll do is I will imagine a heart-to-heart connection or a soul-to-soul connection. And I like to imagine a light, like a beautiful light going from my heart to my perfect for me client's heart. And I like to imagine that light as, you know, how people do white light because it's like pure and clean. Not me. I like to connect with a pink light because that represents love, to me anyway. So I always want to connect with love and I want other clients to connect with me with love, because it's a two-way connection, right? Energy doesn't have a beginning or an end. It's always this back and forth flow. So that's what I want to do. And then I make that light, you know, glittery or sparkly or something like that, because I want there to be like a really positive vibration as well infused through this pink light. And then I just send it out there and I just trust it's going to land for the five people, men or women, for the five people that are right for this program, okay? If they're not right for it, it's not going to connect. So I'm going to set the intention that I connect from my heart space to this other heart space that's perfect for that program. And those people will be different to my coaching clients, will be different to my mentoring clients, will be different to my supervision clients, different energies, okay? So this is just a tool that you can use to support you if you're feeling stuck with the doing energy. And I hope that you love it so much. And I really, 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 really want you to share your stories with me about what happened to you as a result of implementing this. Now, the other thing too is, you know, time doesn't exist. It exists. Oh, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but just by way of explanation, I guess, you know, we as humans kind of like created this idea of time to help us keep organized and to help us plan and predict things and, you know, plan for the future and all of that sort of stuff. But the universe doesn't know time. So those clients are there for you right now. It's not, oh, I have to do all of this stuff and then in 6 months I might meet my dream client. No, they're there right now waiting for you. And there is an abundance of perfect for you clients right there, right now, waiting for you. Stop doing stuff and start focusing on who you are being. And watch what happens. You could fill your diary next week. Like, legit, this can absolutely happen. And I know this because I've witnessed it with my coaching clients. Yep. I've absolutely witnessed it with coaching clients that I've had that have trusted in this process and gone ahead and implemented it. Well, of course, we do a little bit more because it's coaching. So obviously more than I can do in a podcast. But essentially, like, you've got the nuts of it here, the nuts and bolts of it here. So I hope that it helps. Let me know how you go with it. I will see you on Saturday for the next episode. If you would like to connect with me, just send me an email. I'll put my email in the show notes. If you're interested in any of the ways that I might be able to support you with your private practice, I'll also put my website down there so you can have a bit of a scroll. Let me know what you think. And yeah, have a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Thanks so much for listening to another episode, everyone. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.